Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Souls that bear his image bright. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will do has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. 1 John 3:2. Adopting a son is one way to ensure that the family name will be passed on. The family likeness, however, is not so easily transmitted. Adoption into the family of God is different. There you receive both a new name and a new nature, the nature of God's Son. The nature of purity, holiness, godliness. Being loved by him would be reason enough to rejoice. But now John adds that we shall be like him when we see him face to face. Isaac Watts offers praise for that fact in these majestic stanzas. Walk with Isaac Watts, author of some 600 hymns, many of which are still popular today. Behold, the amazing gift of love the Father hath bestowed on us, the sinful sons of men, to call us sons of God. Concealed as yet this honor lies by this dark world unknown, a world that knew not when he came, even God's eternal Son. Our souls we know when he appears shall bear his image bright, for all his glory full disclosed shall open to his sight. A hope so great and so divine may trials well endure, and purge the soul from carnal sin, as Christ himself is pure. Today's New Testament reading is 1 John chapter 2, verse 28 through chapter 3, verse 10.
And now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him. 1 John 3. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. The one who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in them. They cannot go on sinning because they have been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child, nor is anyone who does not love their brother and sister.
When you've received so much from the Father, life eternal in the family of God, and all its accompanying blessings, the challenge to well endure trials doesn't sound so unreasonable. Not when you have a Father to whom you can cry, Abba, one who cares for his own like a tender shepherd, one who knows all his children by name. Now would be a good time to bow in gratitude for such an amazing gift of love.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.